USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate voted 62-37 to advance bipartisan legislation that would cement same-sex marriage protections into law, aiming to codify rights established in a 2015 Supreme Court ruling. A stray air defense missile suspected to be launched by Ukraine landed in Polish farmland on Tuesday. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin says Russia is to blame, even though they may not have set off the missile.
The world knows that Russia bears ultimate responsibility for this incident.
President Joe Biden stated that the missile was most likely not launched by Russia and didn't jump to make rash judgments. After receiving a challenge from Florida Senator Rick Scott, Kentucky Republican Senator Mitch McConnell has been reelected as the Republican leader, even after the party says it underperformed during the midterm elections. As far as what led to that underperformance,
we underperformed among voters who did not like President Biden's performance in among independents and among moderate Republicans, who looked at us and concluded too much chaos, too much negativity, and we turned off a lot of these centrist voters.
A cyber attack on a major hospital system may impact around 20 million Americans. Common Spirit Health was hit by a cyber attack early last month, and it forced the health company to take certain systems offline. It remains unclear if patient health information was compromised. Comedian Jay Leno is recovering from the first of several surgeries after being burned by one of his classic cars. Dr. Peter Grossman from the Grossman Burn Center in Los Angeles says Leno is doing well. When the car caught fire over the weekend, Leno suffered second-degree burns and third-degree burns to his face, chest, and hands. USA Radio News.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
Several Los Angeles County Sheriff's recruits are injured after they were hit by an SUV during a morning run.
We have 5 immediate critical patients, 4 moderate, and 14 minor.
It happened around 6:30 a.m. local time while a large group of recruits was running in the city of Whittier, about 20 miles east of downtown L.A. A suspect has been taken into custody. NASA is giving the thumbs up after an early morning launch.
NASA has successfully launched its Artemis 1 moon rocket following a number of delays. The overnight launch from Kennedy Space Center marks the first step in returning Americans to the moon and eventually going all the way to Mars. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Xbox says it has cracked down on content millions more times in 2020 than it did last year. The gaming brand said its new approach is cracking down on content yielded 4.8 million proactive enforcement actions in 2022's first 6 months, compared with fewer than 1 million in all of last year. Enforcement actions typically involve a temporary suspension preventing someone from playing a game, according to the report. The inauthentic accounts sought to manipulate players with spam, attempted to cheat at games, inflated friend and follower numbers, and did other things that would create uneven playing fields for gamers. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.